Hello and welcome to Revolt Radio. I am your host, Paul Ryan. With me now is founder of African charity KilimanjaroDirect.org, Sheila Ryan. Hello, Sheila.
Hi, Paul. How are you?
Grand, thanks. Sheila, please tell me about the latest news about your charity work.
Well, for those who don't know about Kilimanjaro Direct, it's a small charity which I set up 7 years ago to help people in remote areas of Kilimanjaro who don't really have a voice and are living in very difficult situations. Originally, we just brought food to families. There was a bit of a drought and they were living off bananas. And then we started thinking on a more long-term basis and we built some houses for people who were disabled and were living in very difficult situations. There isn't any social welfare system in Tanzania, unfortunately, so those who are disabled don't get any help from the government. So we built some houses for people, and that was a huge improvement. But we also discovered that it wasn't really enough because people didn't have any food still, even though they had a better house, obviously, but they were still very poor. And we came back to the old idea that in order to liberate people, you must have them become self-sufficient, and we decided to do that through offering a good education, and we took on the mammoth task then of building a school. And so far the latest news as on the school is that we have completed it. We're in the final stages of building a fence around the school. It is a 9-classroom school with a teacher's area also and a computer room and library, and this has all been fundraised through generosity of people in Ireland through small efforts, cake sales and CDs, and also some Irish volunteers came out to work on the school for 2 weeks in October of last year and the previous year.
What small projects will you fund next?
Well, recently we started again helping people on a small level, but instead of bringing food, we decided to do something more, I suppose, profitable for them, in that we decided to bring animals, milking goats, chickens and pigs, so that the family could get some food from the goats, some milk and some eggs from the chickens, obviously, but that they could sell the surplus and also maybe buy some vegetables in the market, because these families are living off the soil and they don't really have any income. And if the crop fails, which is usually maize, and maize takes a lot of water, and living on the equator, of course, you're constantly having droughts, they will at least be able to buy something in the market.
I hear you've launched an album on iTunes. How can we listen to it?
Well, I am a music teacher. It's my day job, and also a piano player, which is one of my favourite things to do. And I made a CD called Moonlight and Roses, and all the profits from the CD are going towards the charity. So you can just go into iPhones and iTunes and look out for Moonlight and Roses, and you can either listen to it first, listen to some of the tracks. It's a mixture of classical and some Irish tunes as well, of my favourite tunes, from Beethoven's Moonlight Sonata, Claire de Lune by Debussy, to Irish dance tunes, to I've Got Rhythm. It's just a nice mixture of different relaxing music, and people seem to enjoy it.
Right, and that's Moonlight and Roses, available on iTunes, Amazon MP3 and major digital online stores, and that's by Sheila Ryan. And also, there's free music on KilimanjaroDirect.org, hosted by Radio.Indymedia.org. So there are albums out there already launched from Kilimanjaro Direct group, and those are hosted on Radio Indie Media, but they're available through the KilimanjaroDirect.org website. What are your goals for the school that you're building?
Well, when we decided to build a school, we wanted it to be a school with a difference. We more or less wanted to see it as an education centre, so that we would offer a good education to the children, but also in the evening we would be able to offer night classes to some of the local teenagers, maybe in computer technology, and maybe some classes in horticulture for the parents. It's important to get the parents involved, because so they won't feel alienated from their children who are at school. And so the goals of the school are to bring as much help as possible to people in the community.
And how can people listening volunteer or get involved?
Well, every year, you know, once the school is open, we hope to open it in January, we would welcome volunteers to come and teach in the school. If you have some teaching skills, maybe you'd like to teach some English to the students, or you might like to offer some computer skills. Or if you've got other skills, maybe you're a carpenter who would like to spend a week or two teaching some of the local boys some skills, we would be delighted. But the one thing about this charity is that we ask people to raise some money if they're coming over to volunteer, because that will go towards maintaining the school. We would also ask people to pay for their own flights and accommodation, so that anything they raise goes directly into the charity. I'm very proud to say that so far we've been able to put all our work, all our donations into our projects. We don't have anyone employed. We're totally voluntary organization. Our website, KilimanjaroDirect.org, has been made by my son, and we also have volunteers who are trustees and look after the accounts. It's all done on a voluntary basis. We are a registered charity, registered for tax purposes in Ireland, and we are audited every year. So it's very important that people know exactly that their money is going directly into the charity.
What is your message to the children of Africa?
Well, that's a very deep question. What would I like to say to the children of Africa? Well, I suppose if they're listening, I don't know if they have the ability, just that people do care and we're doing our best. If everybody gave a little bit of their time or their energy, if you can't give your time, maybe you can donate. That we're doing our best to help. We can't solve all the problems, but we can help at least one or two areas. And that's my aim anyway, is rather than complaining about the state of the world, to do something about it.
What is the next step in making a difference?
Well, we're going to open the school in January. We'll be starting with young primary school children. We will be teaching them the local curriculum as well as English, how to speak English, and other areas like about horticulture. And well, they're a bit young, but as they get older, we'll be teaching them about cooking, and the boys will be taught some skills like carpentry, so that they will have a trade as well as an academic education, enabling them to become self-sufficient.
Thank you, Sheila, for being with us. Please visit www.kilimanjarodirect.org for further details, and tune in again to Revolt Radio. I have been your host, Paul Ryan. This work is licensed under a Creative Commons non-commercial attributed license 3.0. Thank you for listening.